If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, what's your story today, Steve?
Well, I'm interested in travel and airport traffic and things like that. A man in Florida is facing up to 30 years in prison for pretending to be a flight attendant to book free airline flights.
Oh, no.
Justice Department says Tyron Alexander was convicted of wire fraud, unlawfully entering a secure airport area. He pretended to be a flight attendant by providing a fake badge number, hire dates through 7 different airlines. So he would do this, you know, and the employees fly free. They fly standby, and then they can fly all over the country or all over the world, actually. He is going to be sentenced in August. And I don't know, Kevin or Mary, are you alive?
Yep.
Okay, thank you for participating.
That was a brilliant idea on his part.
It's a smart idea, Steve.
You think so?
Until you get arrested.
Yeah, exactly.
How many free flights do you think he got away with?
100. I'm hoping not more than a dozen.
Two.
Is wrong. It's way low. 120 free flights.
What? I win. Wow.
Now, how's that for a security system?
Yeah.
Right?
It's not working.
Bad.
I mean, he provides a fake badge number, fake hire dates, and they're like, okay, yeah, we've got room on this one. You want to go to Honolulu? Wow.
What airline did he work for?
This isn't clear.
Supposedly.
He provided hire dates through 7 different airlines. So I don't know if he flew on 7 different airlines or if he's, you know, had back hire dates like he worked for 7. I don't know the answer
to that.
That's
just craziness, isn't it?
I think it's a little silly, yeah.
Yeah.
But you could only fly for the one you work for, right?
Well, there's probably reciprocals with, like, the partner airlines
and
things.
It reminds me of the Leo movie, you know? Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I hear Leo now, I'm thinking Pope and White Sox.
DiCaprio.
With the Sox hat on.
I'm thinking Titanic.
What's your story, Kevin?
Steve, Christy Martin. Do you remember Christy Martin?
Well, who could forget Christy Martin, Kevin?
Do you remember her?
Not at all.
Lisa, Mary, the boxer, Christy Martin.
I remember Chris Martin. Oh, he's still alive.
Is this the one that participated in the Olympics and everybody thought she was a man?
I don't think so. This was back in the...
Oh, no, that wasn't... But that wasn't wrestling. Dancing. Oh,
Christy Martin from West Virginia. She's was a famous boxer.
Uh-huh.
She still is a famous boxer. And Sydney Sweeney's going to play her in an upcoming film.
Now, is this the bathwater girl?
Yeah. You know, I got you some of that soap for Father's Day.
Not back to that.
It'll be, should be arriving sometime soon. Steve.
So Sydney Sweeney is selling
Sydney
soap.
Sydney Sweeney is, she is portraying a female boxer. She spoke to W Magazine. She said, I came on board to play Christy, and I had about 3.5 months of training. I started eating. I weight trained in the morning for an hour, kickbox midday for about 2 hours, and then weight trained again at night for an hour.
And then she took a bath.
I was going to say, she would have to take a lot of baths after that.
She says she gained more than 30 pounds for the role. Quote, my body was completely different, Steve. Should I read the rest of this quote from Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, I think you should, yeah.
Quote, I didn't fit in any of my clothes. I'm usually a size 23 in jeans, and I was wearing a size 27, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's got to be hard.
She went on to say that her boobs got bigger, Steve.
Why do you keep looking at me and saying Steve?
And she says her butt got huge. It was crazy. I was like, oh, my God. But she added, it was amazing. I was so strong, like crazy strong.
So how is it that, and ladies, you can help with this one, actors and actresses can gain weight like that and then go back to normal?
I know.
They have trainers.
It's
usually
men, though, isn't it?
It's not like they have to go to like a job every day, you know? They just go to the gym, and they have a trainer there. They make them meals.
Yeah, they have nutritionists. Heck. Hey,
they got everything, Steve.
Speaking of celebrities, you know who's going to be on the show on Monday?
John
Sydney,
Williams?
What's her name?
John Legend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really?
That's pretty impressive, right?
What's the occasion? Is he in town?
He's playing Ravinia.
I saw him there a couple years ago.
Was it great?
Is he coming here?
It was very good. Yeah, really good.
There's the kick and play that Jack uses, one of his toys. Yeah. There's a song on it called Purple Monkey on a Bubblegum Tree. It's called Purple Monkey. I think it's called Maybe or something. But John Legend's kids love the song, so he covered it. So
purple monkey on what?
Can you sing it for us, Kev?
Purple monkey in a bubblegum tree.
I guess not.
Jack really likes the song. But anyways, it's a popular, it's the kick and play. And that's one of the songs. So John Legend covered the song for his kids.
That's
sweet. Oh my God, that's awesome. What's your story, Mary?
Okay, back to planes. So Flag Day is Saturday, and it's also Father's Day weekend. And I got an email today reminding us, so this is a feel-good story. It's the 20th anniversary of the very first honor flight.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah, so that went from Ohio to Washington, D.C., with just a few WW2 vets. Since then, there's been 130 active hubs, including Honor Flight Chicago, of course. That started in 2008, I believe. And since then, 320,000 more than that war heroes have made the trip.
So oh, that's pretty God cool. bless you people with Honor Flight. And,
yeah.
you know, if you ever want to donate a little money, they're more than happy to take it because they do great work.
Yeah. And now, you know, you would think there's not many WW2 vets going, but they do have one going on the next Honor Flight Chicago trip and four Korean War vets left.
And a lot of Vietnam vets are going.
Yeah,
right?
That's what the next generation. But, yeah, I went with my dad in 2013. Best thing I've ever done.
Oh, that's
Mary,
nice.
That's so yeah. wonderful.
And he was 90.
That's awesome.
It's so unlike you to be such have such a positive, uplifting story.
Oh, I'm sorry. It brings back good memories.
No, it's great.
I mean, yeah.
You
love
happy.
My dad. He played in your wedding.
Yeah, he did play. Did you know that, Lisa?
No. What do you mean?
Her dad's band was my wedding band.
My dad was played the saxophone, and he was in a big band. And
had a big band at my wedding.
Yeah, I didn't know Steve back then, but
wow,
pretty funny.
That is fantastic. And Steve, I looked it up. That was my first Beach Boys album, Endless Summer.
Endless Summer. Was it
yep.
orange?
They were kind of like behind
or
all
yellow.
This foliage, and it was like caricatures of them.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Yeah, and it has In My Room on there. All right, the news next with Steve from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.